Colorado Wild Public Lands, a basalt-based watchdog group, had appealed the Schuette Land Exchange, claiming, among other things, that the appraisals were inaccurate and that the swap violated federal law. But the Interior Board of Land Appeals, an independent branch of the Department of the Interior, and the last stop for axing the exchange, disagreed. David Boyd, communications specialist for the BLM, who has been working on the exchange since the agency stepped in 6 years ago, told KDNK why.
What the IBLA ruled was that the appellants, Colorado Wild Public Lands, did not demonstrate that the land exchange was not in the public interest or was otherwise against the Federal Land Policy and Management Act or the BLM regulations. And then they also didn't see an error with the appraisals, which was one of the concerns that the appellants had. And then otherwise, they said basically that there was no other errors or anything like that in our analysis.
The land swap was officially finalized Monday afternoon. In an email statement to KDNK, Franz Frohlicher of Colorado Wild Public Lands said that this defeat will provide a reference for the group's efforts to eliminate private land exchanges. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.